So where do we see in the Old Testament a ladder extending from heaven to earth on which angels are ascending and descending upon it? Is it the dream that Israel had? Jacob at the time before he receives his new name, Israel. Jacob was the one who deceived his father in order to receive the blessing, playing his older brother. It is interesting that he has to fight some mysterious being in the night, wrestles with him until he receives a new name in the process in which he has to admit who he is. That he is Jacob, he is one who has been deceiving. What his name, it means grasper. He was a twin, remember? And he was holding on to the heel of his brother as his brother came out of the womb. He was grasping at him. Oh, I'm number one. You get back in here. I'm going out first, right? To be the firstborn. And so his name is the one who grasps. It doesn't take long, only two chapters in the Bible, when we know that grasping is bad, right? The garden, the fruit, Adam and Eve reach out, take the fruit. Grasping is bad. And so he has to come to terms and admit who he is. And in his admitting that, he receives a new name, Israel. So it's interesting, this whole thing with Nathanael happening, that Nathanael is a true son of Israel, not of Jacob, but of Israel. There's no duplicity. He is who he is. That's what Jesus is pointing out in him. But he also points out his namesake, you know, this not being duplicated, but being a true son of Israel. He points out to him that he will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon him. The Son of Man, Jesus, who will be that mediator, who will be that means for this great connection between heaven and earth and all of the graces of heaven being opened for us in and through Jesus Christ. It's interesting, if you're not paying attention, you miss out that in the Acts of the Apostles, as soon as the church is formed and redeemed and living in the fullness of redemption and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden angels seem to be everywhere in their experience of church, in their experience of proclaiming the gospel. Angelic figures show up and break them out of jail. Hey, get up. Boom, shackles off. Come on, walk with me. The angels are all over the Acts of the Apostles. We can see that the work that Jesus has done in reconciliation has now made them a part of our normal experience of living out of life. This church bears witness to it. Every single one of the windows possesses an angel above, a reminder of the physical reality that we do see, and the spiritual reality that is among us that we often do not see. A whole angelic host, an army of angels, the service of God and doing his will. In this day we take the time to acknowledge three and their very significant interventions in time and in history. To recognize God's blessing in and through them. The thing about angels is, in so many ways, they are so much greater than us by their created natures. It's interesting. There are no two angels that share the same nature. There is no angelic nature. Human beings, we all share a human nature. We share it. But the way that angels are, because they're spiritual beings, they don't share nature. They have each angelic being, the thousands, the millions of them that are in existence, the more than millions, I don't know how many angelic beings God created when he desired to create them. Every single one of them is absolutely unique in their nature. The diversity of the angelic beings is mind-boggling, but to know their great desire to do God's will and their incredible support of us as church. And so be reminded, my brothers and sisters, we have many helps. There are many, and we see it even in our gift of the celebration of the Mass today when we get to the Holy Holy. The whole preface will say that we are joining with a song of praise that exists in heaven all of the time with the saints and the angels and all of the different angels that are participating in this hymn of praise, that we, with them, are rendering due thanksgiving and praise and honor to God. So you have much help, my brothers and sisters, in your life, not only from Jesus and the grace that comes from that, not only from your brothers and sisters that have died and gone ahead and before us, now are in glory, but we also have the angelic hosts who are at work with God, for God, to fight and defend his kingdom. We are a part of that. Amen.